This went through a bunch of stages, is my point. Now, over years in which I was refining ideas with this material, because, hey, you know, you can do that on killradio.org, because this isn't professional radio. This is Kill Radio, and I can do what I need with it. So now I'm about to begin this curious show from July 27th, 2003, and I think you'll find it an interesting experience.
Always is always forever. Is one, is one, is one. Beside yourself or your father, ong is none, ong is none, ong is one. Kind people come from behind you. Illusion has been just a dream. The valley of death and they'll find you. Now is when on a sunshine beam.
Be cool, be cool, be cool.
This is a program of experimental dance and pop music. Collaged together with your mind in mind. Tonight, we're going to face the monster. That's really what it's going to be. It's a monster. And it's this country. Tonight. Tonight. Welcome to the Chill Room.
Street by street, block by block, step by step, door by door. All that's left of the old America is under siege. I catch sight of it from time to time. A fleeting glimpse at the top of the stairs or outside, rustling in the bushes. This is the old America of legend and distant memory that invested no faith in the wisdom of history and no hope in the sham of the future. The old America that invented itself all over from the ground up every single day. The America where no precaution is sufficient and nothing will protect you. No passport or traveling papers. No opportune crucifix or gas-soaked torch, no sunglasses or decoder box or cyanide capsule, no ejector seat or live wire or secret identity or reconstructed tissues or unmarked grave or faked death. It's the America that was originally made for those who believed in nothing else. Not because they believed there was nothing else, but because for them, without America, nothing else was worth believing.
I was riding on the Mayflower when I thought I spied some lead.
Start again. Wait a minute, now, man. Okay, take two.
I was riding on the Mayflower and I thought I spot some land. I yelled for Captain E-Rib, I have you understand. Who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the whale. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sails. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. I think I'll call it America, I said as we hit land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place with beads. Just then this cop comes down the street, crazy as a loon. He throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. Ah, me, I busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by Guernsey Cow, who directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying, ban the bums. I jumped right into line, saying, I hope that I'm not late, when I realized I had eaten for 5 days straight.
restaurant looking for the cook. I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere, I left without my hat. Now, I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots, and I was on the street again. Well, I rapped upon a house with the U.S. flag upon display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb. I said, you know they refuse Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested and I went looking for a cop. I ran right outside, I hopped inside a cab. I went out the other door, this Englishman said fab. As he saw me leap a hot dog stand in a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising Brotherhood. I ran right through the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sign. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye, ran out to the street. When that bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, this foot came through the line. Well, by this time I was fed up at trying to make a stab at bringing back any help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails. Would let me know if I should go back to ship or back to jail. So I hocked my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails around my sail, so I made it back to the ship.
So be sure when you call him, this is really it. Because if you call the doctor twice, he quiets you. The old doctor reeled out onto the platform. Then he heard the screaming marks. And he steadied himself. And he drew all of it into him. And he stood up very straight and calm and gray as a wise old rat. And lifted his old blue hand shiny over the dirt. And he brought them down slow in the setting sun. All the marks just stood there quiet. His cold, old hands on their wrists and ankles. Hands cold and blue as liquid air on wrist and ankle. Just frozen there in a heavy blue mist.
Ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when this Coast Guard boat went past.
They
asked me my name and I said Captain Kidd. They believed me but they wanted
exactly that I did. I said, for the Pope of Uruk, I was employed. They let me go right away. They were very paranoid. Well, the last I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a whale that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing. They were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus. I just said, good luck.
Yesterday, 9,000 along high street, the traffic beat. Hey, back to red lift. Oh, see the crown of the earth. Part with it.
The books are attractive little volumes that also will be distributed on newsstands for the public at large. And 14 other cities like the New York City IDSO, which they plan to copy it in their school systems. Tuck Stadler, WINS News.
You've just heard a report from Tuck Stadler on the city's school kids getting some new heroes in the new textbook project. We'll get that report while you're on the
end. Are you glad to be in America? Since all the prisons gone down and Superman he lived next door. La 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 la. New York, Chicago. Ooh, all the cattle see each other.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, see you. Africa.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. Some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound. The shipping seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
I don't know how specific I want to be, but when the White House admitted that Bush lied recently, that was a relief until it turned into this partisan politics as usual. The president's a good guy, he didn't really lie, and it's all somebody else's fault. Nonsense. Dealing with the different kinds of multiculturals and multi-vultures that make up this. You're listening to The Chill Room. This is Kill Radio in Los Angeles, and it's 1 a.m.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. keeps on spinning. Gutbusters slow the rotation. What are the Bridgemen saying? You'll smell the brimstone returning.
Cloudy old day. boredom is a discouraging word, and skies on a cloudy day. Jackson made deals, a thief down to his heels, had a low trail of tears. The Smokies could hide a Cherokee bride, her brave was shot yesterday. The deer and the antelope play, where seldom is a discouraging word, and the sky is on a cloudy old day. We know it's not Caroline, your home is your home. The range may be fine for some, but not in my eyes. Home, home on the range, the Smokies always hide. Cherokee bright, but in our eyes we know it's not Caroline. Yeah, America, oh, who discovered your edge? The white man came, this land is my land, this is your land, they sang. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is it a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day, and the skies are not cloudy all day, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Right. step by place. The proletarian never chants and cries out the way of the dark keys. Never hustle up a storm to save this Caucasian
America. I hate America. I hate America. I hate America. I hate America. hurts the spirit in many a way, but its protectors and friends have been sleeping. Now it's a monster and will not obey.
The whole world's
You've been listening to The Chill Room here on Kill Radio in Los Angeles. And the whole show was just an excuse to play that song. This has been the Monster Show about America. And played Bob Dylan's 115th Dream. Think I'll Call It America, said when we hit land. WSB, William S. Burroughs, Canine was in combat with the alien mind screen. Nurse with wounds, Salt Marie Celeste. And then James Blood Ulmer, Are You Glad to Be in America? And Simon and Garfunkel, Just Plain America. And Sun Ra from the Nothing Is album, Exotic Forest. And the Beach Boys from the Smile bootleg, Cabin Essence. And then Grateful Dead from February 2nd, 1979 at the Oakland Coliseum. I was there. Thunder and Lightning and Shakedown Street. Jimi Hendrix from Woodstock, the Star-Spangled Banner. Suicide, Irving Plaza in July 1984. I was there and I made the recording. That was Ghost Rider, Motorcycle Hero, America, America is Killing Its Youth. Then Kitten Sparkles, that's Don Bowles live at Jabberjaw back in 1995. I recorded that too. Then Die, Trip Computer Die, America's Burning. They say America's Burning. And Tori Amos, Home on the Range. Haven't played any Tori lately. I missed her. And The Doors, America, and Funkadelic, America Eats Its Young, and Van Dyke Parks, By the People, and The Work, I Hate America, and Steppenwolf, Monster. This is The Work again. So Kill Radio is continuing on through the internet dawn, and hey, if anybody's out there, you know, listen, tell your friends. And I will be back next week many, many, many times, so always look for me. And I'm Bennett. Be drunk always. And good night. Leland's here too, so good night from Leland and Bennett here on Kill Radio, Los Angeles.
Always is always forever, is one, is one, is one, beside yourself or your father, all is none, all is none, all is one.
So I will be back next week. We're not done yet. Stay tuned.